Hey everyone, it's Deb, and today's podcast title is Ladies and Gents. I'm going to be talking about chivalry and our role in it, but first I wanted to share an awkward dating moment.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
These are a lot of fun. Well, they're fun to hear, so, and I have an abundance of them. So each week I'll share another one, one that was either one of my own or one that somebody shared with me. So your job is to guess whether it's a Dating by Deb story or not. I went on a date with a guy from out of state. We met at the restaurant and sat down and ordered our food. We began talking and telling our stories for the billionth time, which is my very favorite part of dating. Actually, I've got an idea that maybe could help with that, but that's for a future podcast. Anyway, so we're talking. There were a couple things that he said that rubbed me the wrong way, whether they were weird or annoying or whatever. I had already decided that I wasn't going to go on another date with him. And what he said next solidified that. So we finished our main meal, and then he excused himself to go make room for dessert, got up and walked into the bathroom. And I was like, what in the world did I just hear? I looked around to see if there was any like hidden cameras or something, and I wanted to call a friend and tell him what happened, but I didn't, and I didn't ditch him. I stayed there, which looking back now is actually a good thing, because he provided a couple of more awkward dating moments that I can share in the future. So I gave that one to you. That one was me, but at least I wasn't the one that caused the awkward dating moment. So let's get into the subject matter, which is chivalry. So is, as some say, chivalry dead? Who is to blame? In a three-part series, we will dive deep into the reasons behind the disappearance of the gentleman. Where is he? Has he gone for good? Can we bring him back? And what of the ladies? Are they becoming too independent, too strong, too knowledgeable about plumbing and carburetors that they quote unquote don't need no man? I'm totally kidding. There are still gentlemen out there, and along with the ladies, but there's definitely a shift that's occurred in the past few years. If you look at our grandparents' generation and even our parents, it seems like there were a lot more opening of doors, laying down jackets over puddles, and pulling chairs out at restaurants. Maybe I need to hang out at more high-class places, but I don't see it happening as much anymore. So let's define what a gentleman is. Maybe they're out there and I just don't see them because some of the characteristics aren't visual. So I found an article from the Gentleman's Journal, and it lists like 20 characteristics or traits of a gentleman. I'm not going to go over them, but there was a few that I thought were good to point out. A gentleman knows that anything worth having is worth working hard for. And I agree with that. I feel like a hardworking guy is super attractive to me. And maybe some of you out there are attracted to not so hardworking guys. But a gentleman knows the difference between confidence and arrogance. And yeah, there's both out there. If I come across or sense a guy is arrogant, it's also not attractive to me. A gentleman constantly proves that chivalry is not dead. Essentially, chivalry can be chalked up to good manners, empathy, and the capacity to forgive, the article says. A gentleman never lies. That's a big one. For a lady, a gentleman always offers his seat and opens the door. It says, for us, this time-honored gentlemanly gesture equates to straight-up good manners and a spot of politeness worthy of being preserved. A gentleman always offers his coat to a lady. It's another door-holding conundrum, but if you're close enough to the lady and you can see her shivering, it's good manners to offer a coat. I've had guys just assume that I want to wear their coat, and it's kind of awkward. Just watch the signs, and if you see them shivering, then offer your coat. Don't just do it because, I don't know. I feel like they were really being gentlemanly, so I appreciate it. It just kind of made it a little bit awkward. A gentleman always walks a woman home. It's not old-fashioned, it's good manners. Take her to the door and wait till she's safely inside. A gentleman doesn't insist on paying the bill. I added this one because I actually just had a conversation with two ladies last night about dating. They're, I would say, 19, and If I ask a guy out on a date, what is my responsibility? She asked specifically if she was supposed to open the door for him. And I said, I think that if you ask a guy out, then you pay for it and possibly pick him up if that's something that you guys decide to do, but he is still responsible to open your door as a gentleman. Being a gentleman is not all about opening doors, although I thought it would be interesting to focus on that aspect to see the perspective of both men and women. As I've raised my boys, I've taught them to open doors for me and others, and they also had the example of their dad who opened doors for me. So when I started dating again, I thought that's how it was with everyone. I went on a particular date where I sat in the car and waited for him to open my door after we had arrived somewhere. And he walked around the car, opened the door, and said, "Oh, you're one of those." To be honest, I was a little offended. I didn't even know what he meant by that because I thought he didn't want to open the door for me. But looking back on it, he was probably just pointing out the fact that I like to have guys open the door for me and some of the women that he's been out with didn't. So I think it's kind of a little confusing to guys sometimes. Here are a couple of examples. I had a best friend who was a perfect gentleman. We would hang out and go to singles activities, mostly in Salt Lake. So if we were at an activity during the winter, he would run out and start the truck so it would be warm when I got in. And he'd also bring a pillow for me so that I could sleep on the way home. He did that for all the girls that he spent time with. And he also took me to lunch once a week and would never let me pay, which also has its downside because he only let me order off the dollar menu. My point is, when I was around him, he made me feel special. I never felt like he was like attacking my strength or my ability to take care of myself. He was just showing respect and care, whatever you want to call it. It felt good. And as I dated more and more, I realized that wasn't the norm. There are things that men do to make women feel special, to show us that you want to make the effort to spend time with us. I realize most men will make the effort if they're really interested in a woman. I live over an hour away from Salt Lake, which is where most of the singles activities were. I drove there a lot by myself to spend time with friends and meet new people, specifically new guys. So if I hit it off with a guy who then asked me when the next time I would be in Salt Lake was so that we could go out, I would always say, "I'd never come to Salt Lake." I understand it's a long way for them to drive, but if he isn't willing to drive to me first or at least offer to, I just assume he's not that interested. And I know what it's like to have guys drive long distances to spend time with me, so the price of gas isn't a good excuse. Another example, I had been dating a guy for about 2 months, and the whole time he had been opening doors for me. But once we established that we didn't want to date anybody else, he practically immediately said, "We really need to talk about me having to open doors for you." Wow. I admit, that hurt my feelings. To me, it meant that I wasn't worth the effort for him to do that. I dated him a little bit longer until like things like that just added up and I didn't feel like I was much of a priority to him. On the flip side, I think women nowadays either don't want or don't expect men to be gentlemen. For example, when my daughter Brooklyn was dating in her late teens, the guys she dated were not gentlemen at all. They would drive up and honk for her to come out. One guy asked her on a date to drive to him and watch him play video games, and she went. Another guy was over an hour late to their date without calling, and he did that twice. So it was frustrating to me because I was telling her that that is not how she should be treated, and I explained to her how a gentleman would treat her. She would roll her eyes and say, "I don't need someone to open my door, I can do that myself." It was like talking to a brick wall. Until Josh came along, and thank heavens he did. He is the epitome of a gentleman. After going out with him a couple of times, she practically floated into my room, being on cloud nine, and said in her permagrin, "He even opens the door for me. It feels so good when he does that." They were married a few years ago and he still treats her like a queen. I feel like the pre-Josh Brooklyn is not alone in her way of thinking. I don't know if some women view it as being controlled or maybe it attacks their independence. I'm not sure. It seems from my experience, though, there are a lot of eligible good single women out there, but less good single men. So the women have to compete for the attention of the guy, and because of that, there are a lot of women who are too available, and the men don't have to put forth any effort. Men don't have to be the man. So keep in mind, sisters, it's in a man's nature to protect and provide, which means to care for the woman he is with. If you refuse him that, he may give up, stop trying, and may stop trying in other ways as well. So, in my opinion, I think it's a good old-fashioned act that should stick around. We don't need to be threatened by it. Although, I did have one guy order food for me at a restaurant, and I feel like that was going a little too far. I didn't appreciate that. So, I asked some friends what their thoughts and opinions were on the subject, and here are a few of the answers about opening doors. One girlfriend said, if it's just a natural thing for them and doesn't feel awkward or forced, like opening a door if they're in front of me or the car door if they get there first, then it's great. I'm not gonna sit and wait for someone to do it though. It feels weird, especially sitting in the front seat waiting for them to walk around. I got it, thanks. Another girlfriend said, I'm not a huge fan myself, under some circumstances maybe, or if it's how he was raised and his mama would wring his neck if he didn't do it, I think it's fine. A lot of the guys, of course the guys aren't going to get on here and say, no, I don't open doors for women. So most of the guys said that they think it's important and they open doors for their dates. There was one that he said that the girl didn't appreciate him opening the door for her. One of my girlfriends said, when I'm getting into the car, I really like it. I feel important to the person. When we get to the location and I have to sit there and wait awkwardly, I don't like it. I'd rather get out and meet them in the front of the car. Plus, I am that much closer to getting food if I don't have to wait. So what I discovered is that the consensus is that the women like the men to open the door for them. Let's be specific, the car door, when they are going somewhere, but when they reach their destination, they like to just open the door themselves. So I appreciated all of the input. Open the door or not, what's the solution? Communication, I think, is the solution. It's not going to hurt for you to talk about it up front. How about bringing it up during a phone conversation before you even meet, or even on your date? I had a guy tell me in a phone conversation, even before we met, he said, I teach my boys to be gentlemen, so I'll always open the door for you. I'll open the car door for you to get in, but when we get somewhere, I don't want you to have to wait for me to walk around and open the door, so you can get it yourself if that's what you want. If you want me to open it, just let me know. And that was perfect. I knew exactly what to expect. He didn't make me feel like it was a bother for him to do that, and he left it up to me. So I really appreciated that. Raising 5 boys who are mostly adults now, they've helped me to see that men really want to take care of their women, but they can't read our minds. And that would be another subject for another time. If our communication's clear, things go much more smoothly. At least that part will. You still may run into awkward moments in the day, but hey, that makes great podcast content. We also need to appreciate the little things that we do for each other. Like, I try to say thank you when anybody opens the door for me, and it tells them that they're appreciated, and it also helps them to know that that's something that I like and they can keep doing it. There are things that I've gone without for a lot of years and that I hope other women appreciate that their men do, and I will. Like when it's freezing cold outside and I'm pumping gas with all the men in town, I am so tempted to go up and knock on the window of the women sitting in their warm cars and tell them that I hope they appreciate it. Since this podcast is titled Ladies and Gents, let's not leave the ladies out. We have our own role to play in this. I found an article on the characteristics of a lady, so I'll just share a couple of those. A lady is not mean to other women. She only gives compliments when she sincerely means it. A lady offers her help and is considerate to those around her. A lady is a woman of her word. A lady knows her worth and she deserves to be pursued. When it comes to manners and chivalry, let's connect with our inner Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. Those were the good old days. Until next time, keep positively dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debbie.